Clint Heiner is calling home this morning, the founder of the popular and big Kiwis in London Facebook page, the one-stop shop for Kiwis and Aussies looking for jobs and flats and events and help when they arrive in London. He grew up in Nelson and went to Otago University. Clint Heiner, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, normally we'd be saying good morning to you in London, but I looked this up. It's Jean Dobre. Is that right?
Yeah, Jean Dobre. Yes, that's the one. Jean Dobre.
Because you're currently in Poland. And how come you're there?
My mother-in-law is based here. And when everything kind of went a bit curly with coronavirus last year, we decided to kind of pack up and stay with her and keep an eye on her, which has worked out very well for us.
You're in a place with the population of New Plymouth and five universities.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
How do you say the name of the town you're in?
Ostrów Wielkopolski.
Ooh, nicely done.
Yeah, try saying that five times, you know, after a few beers, though.
Yes, it'd be correct for us anyway. Lots of green space, that, you know, wonderful variety of architecture in Poland, and I assume very friendly people, Clint?
Yes, very friendly. You know, it's not, you know, the young generation is speaking a lot more English now than maybe some of the older generation, but everyone tries. You know, as soon as they hear I'm from New Zealand, then it's a bit different because they're very happy to meet me and talk to me rather than if I was British or anything like that.
Yeah, do Poles know much about New Zealand, you know, when they ask you where you're from?
You know what? Not really. And this is kind of refreshing in a way because, you know, we're brought up in New Zealand to be told that we're very important and special, and we are. But honestly, I'm teaching at the moment here, and the students are very they're well knowledgeable about geography and everything like that, but they don't really know much about New Zealand here.
Okay, which is, you know, completely understandable. I mean, I know Polish people came to New Zealand, but it's not like there was a huge diaspora came down, so...
It was about 700 it was during the war. It was the first refugee intake that New Zealand ever took.
Was it the first one? That's interesting.
Well, they said it's about 700 it was during the war. So yeah. They kind of said technically, I guess it was the first and biggest intake they ever took.
Your wife, Patricia, is Polish?
Yes, she is indeed.
That makes sense. I think we've worked that out already. Does she work when she's back home as well as in London?
Yeah, she does. She was a... work in import-export in the UK, which you could imagine right now being quite an interesting time.
Yeah, interesting time. Well, when we first touched base with you in January, I think you were looking to make a return to London when it was okay to travel, but you said there are still a few hoops to jump through before you get back. We can imagine some of them. What are your plans?
You know, this is it. It's ever-changing. And things are looking a bit better now. We could be laughing and fully vaccinated by the end of July.
Yeah, no, it is looking up.
And London's not going anywhere, so I'll see how it goes, really.
London's not going anywhere. You're a legend in your own London, actually. Seriously, what a help you've been to Kiwis abroad. The Facebook page was created by you, the Kiwis in London mm-hmm. Facebook page, yeah?
Correct, yes, it was.
With the idea of what, Clint?
A place to kind of get Kiwis to connect with one another, young Kiwis, you know, not the Kiwis that are kind of involved in professional organisations, more like just everyday Kiwis who come to the UK or London especially, make sure that people weren't nervous, utilise the positive parts of social media to do good, and so far, so well.
You've done an awful lot of good from the look of things. Are you able to still run it or be involved in it from Poland?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all Facebook, so it's no problems there. You know, we can't really run events at the moment, so that's not going to work until we can really open up venues in London, which isn't too far away now.
The Kiwis in London Facebook page, and I notice on it you're looking forward to events. Most of them involve having a beer, I think.
Well, you know, we're young Kiwis living overseas, getting out and having a yak. It's classic, you know, we love it.
Are people generous to those Kiwis who are maybe stranded, Clint, or who've lost jobs and been stranded, those kinds of situations?
Generous in London or back in New Zealand?
No. Yeah, well, I know there are two different. In fact, I'll talk to you about that. In London.
Absolutely. We've been supporting each other nonstop now for the last year. People are in situations which are beyond them. We've been reaching out. You know, a lot of mental health issues, of course, from lots of things. Being stuck in a small flat, for instance, isn't easy. But people are really, really quite happy to reach out. No one's really too scared to not reach out. Or if they come to me, I will do something for them anonymously. But mostly, Kiwis will say, "Hey, listen, I need some help. I have somewhere to live, perhaps. I'm running out of money." You know, there's a million different things that people want. But our community here is quite tight-knit, even more so now. So we do really help each other out quite a bit. The flight information, trying to get people onto MIQ who are maybe really desperate to get home, mainly thanks to visas ending, family members dying, which is really unfortunate. We've seen plenty of that happening. Yeah, we do what we can. You know, the group's growing all the time. I mean, in total with our two groups, we've got about 120,000 people involved. Many of them have actually gone home already, but still want to be part of the community because it was so valuable to them when they were over here.
Yeah, which is lovely. I don't want to start a run on the Bank of Clint, but I imagine you've probably dug in your pocket for a £5 note on the odd occasion too, have you?
You know.
You're a generous man. Okay, the New Zealand part of this, we've seen a lot of examples in London and other places, you know, cutting the OEs short and heading home. And you commented to media here last year that some of them were worried about a frosty reception. So has that continued from New Zealand, which is a bit disappointing? What's the talk on the page about that now?
You know, when we talked about mental health before, one of the major mental health issues coming up over and over again on our page was the reaction from many New Zealanders on social media. So, you know, it's not the majority of people, but it's the people who like to speak up and make themselves puff themselves up on social media. And the reactions were very, very negative in almost anything involving expats. And we feel like a bit of clickbait, you could say, for a lot of people who have nothing better to do with their lives, unfortunately.
Yeah, and there's this assumption that everybody who's coming home has £2 million in their pocket to buy up real estate, and that's obviously just not right.
You know, they're coming over to open their minds a little bit, get some experience to bring home to New Zealand, which is what a lot of the ambition is. And I have employers coming to me still, and that hasn't stopped since lockdown, saying, "Hey, people coming back to New Zealand, we want them. We want them to come back to fill the gaps of skills." So, I mean, we are feeling some of the love in some respects, but in other ways, it's been pretty nasty. It's not been very kind, is what I like to say, because that's the catchphrase that we like to live by, I thought, as Kiwis right now.
Yeah, no, some of it has not been very kind. It's a calling home tale of two cities this morning. Clint Heine is with us. All right, you arrived in London back in 03, and you know what it's like. You were initially overwhelmed and I think a wee bit depressed or glum for a while. It's a big city to just be plonked down in. You didn't have a job, I think.
It was crazy, and I'll tell you why. I arrived in like November, so it was just when the sunsets were coming down to like 3:30 a.m. At the time I arrived, Royal Mail were on strike. They nailed up all the wood post boxes they had.
Okay.
I had no job to go to, and I had no money either. I was a bit naughty. I spent the money that I was supposed to have in the UK on my trip coming to the UK. Lived on a sofa for a few weeks, really, because started from very, very little. It was a very big adventure, I must say.
You only initially planned to spend a couple of years in London, yeah?
Yeah. Net minute, eh? It was a bit of a. That didn't happen, did it?
So London grew on you.
Yeah, it did. You know, New Zealanders are such fantastic people, and expats especially really kind of, you know, we don't deliberately hang out with each other on the other side of the world, but when we do, we're there for each other, and we have stories to tell, and we do good things for each other. It's amazing.
You and Patricia live in Twickenham, which
Yes.
suggests you've attended the odd All Blacks test over the years, have you?
I'm wearing my All Black top right now, actually, mate. In fact, we actually were very lucky to go to that final against Australia because it was across the road, literally across the road from our house.
Fair.
And we got to go into the stadium and watch the final, and we whipped the Australians. And I mean, that's a bucket list item there, especially at Twickenham with the home of rugby.
You've met some big names through your role with Kiwis in London over the years, and I've seen a photo of you with John Key. Was he looking to doss down somewhere?
I think he was actually popping over for the Rugby World Cup, actually. As you do, you know, any Prime Minister that comes to London, you want to be in a selfie, you know. So it was good to get a picture with the Prime Minister.
What about coming, from your point of view, coming back to New Zealand? I mean, pre-COVID, did you used to get back much?
Yeah, every couple of years. It was great to go home to Nelson. I mean, what better place, to be honest, in my opinion. As for coming back, it's not really been planned yet, but it'll always be my home, and I'm always going to come home and get some sunshine on me as well.
What are the major minuses of London? I mean, I think we understand the pluses. We don't need to go through all the tourism sites because, you know, everybody knows the big ones. But what are the drawbacks of living there?
The weather's not the greatest, as no one really moves to London for the weather anyway. But it's not like it's lots of rain. It's more just the grey that kind of sticks around. If you're coming from New Zealand and you survive like a long winter, 4 or 5 months of grey, it can get quite taxing on your mental health. Also things like the constant threat of terrorism. The price of living in a flat is always ever growing, and the quality sometimes of flats is embarrassingly bad. But the coronavirus is the main thing which is kind of driving people out of London. I believe that the London population dropped for the first time since the war, I think.
What about crime? Has that got worse in London in the 17 years or so you've been there?
I wouldn't say so. Thieves on their scooters trying to rob you on the street, that's picking up a little bit. And stabbings have increased a bit as well. Hasn't really, from where I'm looking at, affected our community so much, but definitely for a lot of people in some neighbourhoods, things haven't improved for them at all. When you're on a bus and you see one of those knife bins on the streets, it kind of is quite chilling. You know, people, can you please return a knife or put your knives in this bin? I mean, that's quite scary, really. It does make you kind of think.
Yeah, that is quite scary. What would you bring across to London from New Zealand if you could? What would you order up if you had, you know, if you had a container to put on a plane?
Oh, wow. Oh, man, I don't know. You know, we've got a lot of Kiwi businesses in London who are covering us in the pie departments. We're very lucky there. Otherwise, I would have said pies. Pies and Wadi sauce.
What are you going to do when you go back to London? Are you going to keep teaching for a while? Because your life's changed a bit now.
You know, I have an obligation to my students. They're such fantastic kids. So I'm going to stick around for a little bit longer, see how the term finishes, which isn't that far away.
It seems strange not to ask you about the great sights of London, because I do that with nearly everyone who lives overseas. But of course, we know them, as I said, and we won't get near them again for a while. Clint, is there anything you've maybe discovered about London that not everybody would know?
London's really picking up on its street food game. It's really coming out with just incredible types of food from all over the world. Londoners are really embracing the cultures that live within it. And you can find anything in the city. The food tourism, you could say, which is quite exciting. At least it is, from my opinion, anyway.
Okay, and we hope that's not too far away, you know, for all the Kiwis who want to go there.
Oh, you know, I'm getting some more nibbles now. Kiwis are contacting me, asking me what they think about coming over. So it's good. I'm expecting and hoping that by April, May, we're going to see another wave coming over, I hope.
Well, cross fingers. And in fact, Poland would be a lovely destination. I don't know how many Kiwis go there, but I imagine it's a fantastic place to go through.
Yeah, it very much is, actually. I mean, you can get a flight made for about £8, easy one way, no problems, you know, on a good day, you know, even less, you know, you can get £20 return. Kiwis go there because there's so much history there. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. And the friendly people, and obviously the cheap vodka as well, mate.
Clint Heiner, thank you very much for being on Calling Home with us. Thank you for the Kiwis in London Facebook page too, and all the good you've done. Very good of you to join us.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Clint Heiner, at about a minute to eight, the news is on the way. What the rest of the world's reading and hearing about this morning, more of that a headline in the New York Times, Chaos Strikes Global Shipping Supply Chain Issues, I think. On the CTV News website, milder reinfection may follow severe bouts of COVID, study suggests. On CNN, Europe could rip itself to pieces when the continent's borders reopen. Haven't read that story, but that's the headline. And China has built the world's largest navy, so what's Beijing going to do with it? In Canada's National Post, a cat with a bad attitude terrorizes Ottawa neighborhood, leaving concern, awe in its wake. The awesome cat of Ottawa, if you'd like to read about that in the National Post of Canada. Coming up after the news, our first names. Do we really look like the way we are called? The box of books will go to someone who knows their Crowded House songs this morning. Lavina Good and Mike Williams are on our weekend panel before 9 o'clock.